Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 31. My name is Erin Shoemaker, and today we're going to talk about inspiring books that you can add to your library. Are you starting to think about your summer reading list? Is your Amazon cart getting empty? This podcast is going to focus on book recommendations, so get your note taker ready to keep track of the books that I talk about today. I want to start with a couple of books that are great reads around inspiring classroom or school environment. Creating the culture at your school or creating a positive culture at your school is vital to any instructional strategies being successful. So if you're looking to start by exploring classroom environment, Innovator's Mindset by George Kearse is a great book. It really focuses on creating a culture of innovation in your school, among your staff, between teachers, and just becoming your personal best at anything that you put your mind to and how to create that culture then at your school. Designing opportunities for innovation is another big part of this book. So as kids walk into school full of wondering questions, how educators respond can shape the way that our students learn and in the future. Traditional education structures require classrooms to stick to the curriculum. However, compliance doesn't foster innovation, encourage critical thinking, or inspire creativity. The skills our students need to succeed. This book is going to give us the tools to encourage those skills, innovation, critical thinking, creativity, that we need for our students. As we all know, that innovation starts with you, the teacher in the classroom, and that this is a mindset that we need to shift to and not necessarily a skill. So dive into this book. Take your pencil with you because you're going to want to keep a lot of notes on the side and jot down your thoughts while you're reading. The second book, also around the same idea of classroom and school environment and culture, is Move Your Bus. This book is by Ron Clark. This book really focuses on inspiring and motivating teacher teams and maximizing everybody's strengths for the common goal of the school, the common vision of the school. And how do we do that? Ron Clark in this book looks at where everybody is on the bus and classifies teachers as people on the bus who are either helping or hindering the ability to move towards the school vision. And based on where they are as a driver, a runner, a jogger, or a walker, he gives suggestions on how to each person can help move that bus or move that school along towards the vision of the school. So this is a great metaphor. You'll get a lot of strategies and techniques. You'll find yourself classifying people into categories such as drivers and runners and joggers and walkers throughout reading it. But it's a great way to think about the school as a whole picture. In this case, a bus. Moving on, let's take a peek into books that really focus on learner ownership. So giving up some of the teacher control of the classroom and allowing for students to have voice in the classroom and allowing them to make choices for themselves and how to teach students how to do that and also feel comfortable with that as a teacher. The first book that we want to focus on in this category is Passionate Learners by Pernille Rip. This book is inspiring. Pick it up if you haven't read it already. This is a great book. She starts by asking readers, would you want to be a student in your own classroom? And that question alone made me really think and reflect on myself as a teacher. Would I want to sit with myself all day long, every day? Is my teaching engaging for students? Am I meeting them where they need to be? The book is set up in a way where a challenge is posed. And then following that, are strategies and ways to overcome those challenges that are in classrooms all over. If you're ready to kind of dive in and discover how to make these changes in your classroom, this is a really exciting This is a really exciting book for you. She focuses a lot on building the relationships with students so that then you can share ownership with students. We know that we can't share ownership with them if we don't have a great relationship with our students. She uses innovation and creative lesson plans to increase engagement with her students, and thinking outside of the box for things like assessment and how to know if our students are mastering what we're teaching them. So this is a really exciting book. The next book that we're going to take a look at is Students at the Centered. It's Personalized Learning with Habits of Mind. It's by Bennett Kallick and Allison Zamuda. This book is great for co-creation with students by identifying challenges and designing action steps with students. Students really being able to take charge of their own learning by creating action steps for themselves based on their data, based on what they know and reflection about themselves. Equipping students to be stewards of their own learning. And how do we do that? And what does that look like in the classroom? And so there's a very clear description of that in the book. Building opportunities to collaborate with students and facilitating self-discovery and reflection in students. That was a big part of the book for me that stood out, having our students reflect and understanding that our students don't necessarily know how to reflect, and it's something that we need to teach them and provide them plenty of opportunities to be able to do. And so Bennett and Allison in this book talk about how to set up those opportunities for our students to reflect and how to have those feedback sessions with our students so that we're teaching them how to reflect effectively. Lastly, we're going to focus on the element of personalized learning of instructional design, where the core of everyday classroom instruction lies. So how can we make learning for our students more engaging while also meeting them where they are in order for them to be successful? So a couple of books that will inspire ideas and creativity around your instructional design are, the first one is Hacking Assessment by Star Stackstein. This book is all about different ways to approach assessment with your students beyond traditional grading. So tracking their assessment and their progress without a traditional grade book or grades on PowerSchool, whatever you might use, and guiding students to self-reflect, to self-grade, and giving students real and authentic feedback. That part of the book for me was the most inspiring around how to give our students continuous feedback, either as the teacher or peers giving feedback or outside mentors giving feedback to our students. So it's a continuous cycle of feedback, so they always know where they are, and a continuum of mastery. She also talks about ways for students to create e-portfolios and cloud-based learning activities, and for students to openly share their progress with each other. And so this book is a great place to dive in if you're thinking about mastery learning, if you feel like you're stuck to the grade book and you're figuring out how to get away from that, then this is a great place to look at that. So check out Hacking Assessments by Star Stackstein. And the next book after that, the last one in this section, also is called Kids Deserve It. This is another great book. This book is, again, about inspiring and empowering our students to make choices in the classroom to meet their own goals. So giving our students the opportunity to set goals for themselves around their data and what they already know about themselves, and then giving them the opportunity to then reach their goals. It talks a lot about connecting with home and school and building that partnership together, and building that positive communication for all stakeholders. We all surround students, and how do we build this positive communication that is everyone supporting students? If you're looking for ways to rediscover why you became an educator, if you're searching for your why, this is a great place to go as well. So take a dive into Kids Deserve It. I hope that one of these books you will add on to your summer reading list. You'll click it into your Amazon cart, and you'll get ready to dive into it. Thanks for listening. I hope that these books will inspire some change in your classroom. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.